shot. The basket will not count. Morris fouled by whom? Fouled by Dave Reber. Dave Reber with a personal foul. Robert Morris to shoot 1-1. Dave Reber with a personal foul. 46-40. 6-point lead for Cedar City. That's three for Dave Reber. Donnelly up talking with the officials, complaining to the official. The official waved him aside and went back to doing his job. Mike Harvey has the ball stolen by Kip Staley. 46-40. Lead pass to Dave Reber for the layup. 2 points. Fast break by Dixie. Coming back the other way. Steve Hare lays it up, banks it in. 2 points. It would have been goaltending on Brewster's anyway as he slammed the backboard. 48-42. Cedar City scores right back. On the left side, Kip Staley from 25, shot off to the left, rebound Staley. Staley saves it in bounds off the hands of Hurst. Picked up by Charlie Judge. Lifts it off his hands, off the hands of Dave Reber, out of bounds, Cedar. Judge lost it off his hands. Dave Reber tried to pick it up. Couldn't control it, went off his hands, out of bounds to Cedar. Coming out is Gary Allred. Coming in is Kelvin Nyson. 48-42. Steve Hare to Robert Morris, to Mike Harvey. Back to Robert Morris. Extended zone now by Dixie. Kelvin Eisen into the corner to Charlie Judd. Cedar City may run some time off the clock. Foley in deep to Harvey, back to Morris. Morris, double team, cross court to Judd. All alone for the layup. He was hooked by Scott Rubber, but no personal foul. 50-42, 8-point lead. Widest margin of the ball game by Cedar. 2:15 left third quarter. Cedar City in command right now. Dixie trying to get back. Dave Reber starts the drive. Personal foul, Robert Morris. Morris didn't have possession. Dave Reber and Morris collided, and it's Morris's personal foul. Calling foul out of bounds to Dixie. 50-42. 8-point lead by Cedar City. 2:08 left in the third quarter. Dixie needs to get something going and needs to get it going in a hurry to get some momentum back. Nyson trying to find somebody in deep, can't get it. Kip Staley. Staley out away from action. Gets Hurst in deep against here. Hurst reverses all alone for the bank shot. 2 points. Hare went right, Hurst went left for the bank shot up and in. Kip Staley took a swipe at the basketball, couldn't come up with it. Split into second base and the layup by Robert Morris. No good. Offensive foul, Robert Morris. Morris ran over Scott Rivers. Drove towards the basket. One official signals traveling. The other one, we thought it was a personal foul. It was a traveling violation, not a personal foul. Traveling on Robert Morris. Out of bounds to Dixie. In backcourt. We thought it was a personal foul on Morris, but the traveling call preceded the foul. Dave Reber inbounds to Kelvin Eisen. Back to Dave Reber in backcourt. 50-44. Dixie trying to scratch their way back. Dave Reber drives the keyhole, tries to lay it off to Hurst, does. Hurst muscles it in for two. Steve Hare goes down. He was trapped between Dave Reber and Bruce Hurst and couldn't get his hands up to try to block the shot. 50-46. Dixie scratching their way back. Robert Morris at the point on the left side of Judd. Judd drives around. Staley lays it off to Hare. Hare lays it up and in, but a personal foul on who? Foul on Charlie Judd. Offensive foul. Dick Hobbs wants to talk to the official. That should be three on Charlie Judd. All of them offensive fouls. Dick Hobbs not protesting to the official. Judd laid it off to Steve Hare beautifully, then ran over his defensive man after the pass. Common foul, or correction. It may be a one-on-one situation. Coming up for Dixie, Scott Rivers.
Cut it to two right here. If he gets both ends of this 1-1, it'll cut it to two, and Dixon, momentum swinging back towards Dixie at the sitting guard top.
50-46. Cedar City with a 4-point lead. Scott Rivers from the free throw line. Rivers to shoot 1-1. Needs the first one to try for the second. With both of them, the margin will be two. First shot is up, too long. Rebound tapped around, controlled by Charlie Judd of Cedar City. Cedar City has the board. 4-point lead, 50-46. Steve Hare at the angle, double team, gets it off to Harvey, to Morris, back to Harvey. Harvey with a minute, 7 seconds left in the third quarter, to Hare in the corner. Hare starts the drive, gets it to Judd, lob pass to Foley. Foley out in front to Judd. Law pass in deep to Hare, knocked away by Reber. Personal foul on Reber or Hare? On Reber. Scott Reber from the side. Scott Reber from the side. Both of them going for the basketball, and Reber pushed first. That's what the official ruling was. 50-46. Reber talking with the official. 56 seconds left. Third quarter of action. Steve Hare to shoot 1-1. Down at Dixie. Feeder City could not hit from the free throw line. Now Dixie struggling. Shot is up and good by Hare. 51-46. 5-point lead. Steve Hare shot up and good. 52-46, 6-point lead again. Dixie can't get within four. Dave Reber starts the drive. Sandwiched in by Robert Morris. Offensive foul. Bruce Hurst. Bruce Hurst with a moving screen. Tough call. It'll go to Hurst. Hurst with a moving screen. As Morris ran over Hurst. 52-46. Turnover by Dixie. Hurst came out on top to set the screen. Had not given himself, hadn't settled himself in. Morris ran over him. And the personal foul goes to Hurst. Triple team on Morris. Gets it to Harvey. To Steve Hare with 35 seconds left. Feeder may go for one shot. Hare to Harvey. Harvey penetrates. Gets it into Morris in the corner. Morris will threaten to shoot from out of there, but has it knocked out of bounds by Bruce Hurst. Out of bounds to Cedar. 52-46. This one has to go down as one of the classic Cedar-Dixie basketball games. Inbounds to Steve Hare. Hare to Judd. To Robert Morris. Cross court to Judd. Judd looking for Hare. Can't get him. Gets it to Morris. On the right side to Harvey. Harvey to Morris. Morris to Charlie Judd. Judd to Morris. Lob pass to Harvey. Harvey back to Morris. Out near midcourt. 10 seconds left. Cedar going for one shot. To Charlie Judd. Lob pass to Hare at the left angle with 5 seconds. In deep to Judd. Judd gets it to Foley. Traveling violation. Judd moved the pivot foot. They blew the chance for the last shot. With 2 seconds left, Dixie will have the basketball. Long pass and a chance for the shot. Scott Reber drives to Bruce Hurst out of the corner. He'll not get it away in time. He hits it, but it's no good. No good. 52-46, the third quarter and Cedar City's favor.
Everything's still okay. Just running it smooth. Good deal.
We have an emergency call on the telephone, so we'll have to leave the air, and we'll pick up the fourth quarter of action as soon as the phone is ready. So if we suddenly drop off, you'll know what for. There's an emergency phone call that's needed to use the phone, which we're using tonight. And so as the fourth quarter gets underway, we'll have to pause for just a moment.
I'm here. Hello? Hello?
Woohoo!
Hello?
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 Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you have an emergency. I'll just cut it off, will you?
Okay. But I mean, are you just going to stay there?
Yeah, call us back in a couple of. As soon as the line's free, just keep calling. When it's free, while you'll get us.
Okay, good deal.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.
Coming in is Kelvin Knighton for Dixie. 59-50. 9-point lead for Cedar City. Charlie Judge to shoot, hits the first one of the two shots out. Charlie Judge with the second shot, up and good. 61-50, 11-point lead. Dave Ripper at the point on the right side to Kelvin Knighton, all alone at 20. He won't take the shot. Knighton jump passing deep to Hurst. Turnaround jump shot from 15, short. Rebound going for it. Kelvin Knighton and Foley. Away to Charlie Judd. 3-on-1 pass break. Morris lays it up over the basket. Rebound brought down by Brent Foley. Foley muscles against Charlie Judd. Judd has a blocked out of bounds by Bruce Hurst. Personal foul on Kelvin Knighton, I think. Correction. 31, Dave Ripper. Dave Ripper on the drive. Hooks Charlie Judd. That's 5 on Dave Ripper. Ripper on the drive. Picks up personal foul number 5. Dave Ripper fouls out with 4:57 left in his basketball game. Coming in is Kelly Blake. 61-50. An 11-point margin by Cedar City. And that's the widest of the ball game. They've held it on 3 occasions. Charlie Judd at the free throw line to shoot 2. They rule it was on the shot. First shot is up and no good. Judd misses it. 4:57 left. 11 points down, and the Dixie Flyers trying to inch their way back. Misses it. Rebound, Scott Ripper. 2 important free throws by Charlie Judd missed. Bruce Hurst from 20. Let's fly. Misses it. Rebound, Kip Staley up, no good. Personal foul, Mike Harvey. On the back of Kip Staley, Harvey with a personal foul. Reaching over, Dick Hobbs talking with his ball players, Robert Morris specifically, at the free throw line to shoot 2. Will be a correction, 1-1. Will be Kip Staley, ruling it was a rebound foul. Staley to shoot 1-1. First shot is up and good. 61-51. Staley could cut it to 9. 4:48 left in the basketball game. Kip Staley, next shot is up and good. 61-52, 9-point lead. Inbounds to Cedar City off the hands of Dixie. Out of bounds to Cedar once again. Full court pressure by the Flyers. With 4:47 left, they're down by 9. And enough time, but they need to get going in a hurry right now. It's been all Cedar this second half. Steve Ayer in backcourt against Scott Ripper, waves people away, going one-on-one against Scott Ripper. Lead pass to Robert Morris. Morris across the 10-second line. They break the pressure. Morris to run some time off the clock with a dribble. Here's to the left against Kelly Blake. Morris to Steve Ayer along the baseline. Lays it up off the side of the backboard. Personal foul, Kip Staley. Staley blocked it with the hands, but cut him with the body. Kip Staley up arguing with the official. Don Lay up hollering at the official. It'll be a two-shot foul coming up for Steve Hare. 4 personal fouls on Kip Staley. 61-52. Hare's shot is up and good. Gary Allred to come back in. Get some final instructions from Don Lay. Out comes Kelvin Knighton. 62-52. 10-point lead. Steve Hare, second shot is up. No good. Rebound, Bruce Hurst. Hurst gets it to Gary Allred. Allred into forecourt. At the point, on the left side, it's Scott Ripper. Has the ball knocked away. Out of bounds to Dixie. Cedar pleading for out of bounds to Cedar. But Dixie, not the last ones to touch it. The red men were. Inbound to Gary Allred. Allred to Bruce Hurst. Hurst in the keyhole. Turnaround jump shot over Harvey. Curls it in for 2. 62-54, 8-point lead by Dixie. Tear behind the back dribble gets away from Scott River. Steve Hare on the right side of Robert Morris. Morris at the point, veers left, trying to get away from Kelly Blake to Mike Harvey. Harvey to Robert Morris. Morris to Charlie Judd. Judd against Kelly Blake, blocked with the body. Personal foul, Kelly Blake. 3:57 left. Cedar has to pressure, and if they pick up the foul, so what? They need that basketball. Kelly Blake picks up personal foul number one, 62-54. 8-point lead, Cedar City. At the free throw line, Charlie Judd to shoot, 1-1. Judd's shot is up and good. 63-54. Charlie Judd, second shot is up. No good. Rebound, Scott River. 63-54, back out to a 9-point lead. Dixie with the basket, could cut it to 7. Gary Allred has the ball stripped away by Robert Morris. To Mike Harvey, back to Morris. Morris neatly took it right out of the hands of Gary Allred. Morris across the 10-second line to Steve Hare. Hare on the right side to Charlie Judd. Judd along the baseline to Robert Morris, to Steve Hare. Hare cross court to Brent Foley. Foley starts to drive down the keyhole, lays it up. No good. Rebound, Gary Allred. Allred with 3:27 left. Quickly up court. Down the keyhole, pass on the left side to Shady, knocked out of bounds by Foley. Out of bounds to Dixie. Dixie needs to start making their move right now. Gives Shady to Kelly Blake. In deep to Hurst, stolen by Steve Hare. Hare, good anticipation, took it right away from Bruce Hurst. Cut right in front of him. Cedar City in backcourt. Robert Morris being chased by three Dixie ball players. To Steve Hare out near midcourt. To Robert Morris. Morris cross court to Charlie Judd. All along to the basket, lays it up, and in. 65-54. Dixie with a desperation defense, and Cedar taking advantage of it. Big hook shot by Bruce Hurst, no good. Rebound, Kip Stanley puts it up flat footed, no good. Personal foul, Brent Foley, that's number four. Four on Foley. 65-54. Kip Stanley to the free throw line. Timeout. Dixie with 2:52 left in the ball game. Cedar 65, Dixie 54.
Everything's still okay.
Jim and Bob Pete. Only 2:52 left. That's enough time, and Dixie needs to get going in a hurry.
Well, they certainly have, and they've got to start hitting some shots and throwing it up. But the thing of it is, once they make a basket, it takes about 30 seconds, it seems like, to get the ball back because Cedar's hanging on to it. They know where the sure thing is. They're hanging on the ball, and Dixie can't seem to break it from them, and it looks like it's a real uphill struggle for Dixie. But they may be able to do it. They may be.
65-54, Kip Stady at the free throw line to shoot two. I thought the official hung out three fingers there for a minute. I was wondering how he got that. Two shots coming up for Kip Stady. Stady to shoot two. 65-54. First shot by Stady. Up, around, no good. Don Lay with a big left arm around Kelly Blake. Second shot is up and good. Three out of four tonight for Kip Staley. Full court pressure by Dixie in backcourt. Kip Staley chasing, picked up the personal foul. That's all on Staley. Foul on Kip Staley. That's five. With 2:48 left in the ball game, Staley fouls out. 21 points the first half, only three out of four free throws the second half.
He's still in there, though. He's still in there. Maybe we have a mistake here on our count.
We might have had a mistake there. It might only be four fouls. We had him for five. Shot up no good by Morris. Rebound off the hands of Staley. He goes back and gathers it in. 65-55. Allred starts the drive. Foul out in front on the drive by Robert Morris. Allred will shoot 1-1. Morris on the drive. Picks up personal foul number four. Morris has been a key tonight. He's been a good ball handler for Cedar. He's done the job tonight. Gary Allred with the free from the free throw line. Shot up and good. They need the free throws. 65-56. A 9-point lead. Allred can make it 8. Second half of the 1-1. Up and good. 65-57, 8-point lead. Full court pressure by Dixie. Broken by Steve Hare. Into forecourt to Charlie Judd. Judd gives it back to Morris. Morris to Hare. 65-57 on the left side of Charlie Judd. Playing a little keep away. Pass broken up by Kip Staley. Picked up by Bruce Hurst. Pass break Dixie. Hurst all the way. Dumps it off to Staley. Lays it up. Around it in. Beautiful pass by Bruce Hurst to Staley for the layup. 65-59, 6-point lead. Full court pressure broken to Mike Harvey. Dixie scrambling on defense. They have a shot. Gary Allred knocks the ball away, but right in the hands of Peter. Down goes Harvey. No call as Allred may have hung a shoe top on Harvey. Kicked away by Gary Allred. No call. Allred lead pass to Blake. Knocked away by Cedar City. Dick Hobbs is up and angry. Allred has twice kicked the basketball and no call. It looks like it should have been a call. They kicked the ball twice, but it could have been on the blind side of the referee. But Dixie's got the pressure on him. Cedar seemed to be getting a little rattled. They might have a chance to come back in 2 minutes to play. And 6 points down, they can convert this out-of-bounds play now. It's a new ball game because Dixie will have the momentum. 65-59, 6-point lead with a minute 59 left. We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's timeout.
Everything's okay. It just sounds like a whale of a ball game is all.
Gym, a minute 59 left, 65-59. Cedar with a 6-point lead. Dixie could cut it to 4. It's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. No changes in the lineup. I don't see any anyway. Out of bounds to Dixie. Bruce Hurst to inbound over Steve Hare. Hurst inbounds it out near midcourt to Gary Allred. Allred to Hurst in the keyhole. Hook shot, Bruce Hurst short. Rebound, Scott River for two. Just in the front of the rim, into the hands of Scott River, who got the rebound. Gary Allred reaching in, can't take the ball away. Cedar breaks it up court to Steve Hare. Scrambling defense by Dixie. Mike Harvey has the ball knocked away by Gary Allred. Allred driving against Morris, breaks it up, no good. Pass up, Donald Staley, no good. Rebound Staley to Kelly Blake. Personal foul from behind on Mike Harvey. Mike Harvey from behind. Four-point lead, Dixie. Mike Harvey with a personal foul. We have that for 5 on Harvey. The official scorer, I think, only has it for 4. We don't see any signal yet. At the free throw line, shooting 2. Kip Staley could cut the margin to 2. 65-61. Shot is up and good. 65-62. Timeout. Cedar, a minute 31 left.
Still sounds good. And everything's all right down here.
You can hear the cheering. Hurricane High School gym. We're right in front of the Dixie High Flyers. And Bob, after almost a full half of Cedar City being able to handle the Dixie pressure, suddenly they can't.
Well, I think what the problem has been that they've had this 10-point lead and been able to go down there and stall 30 seconds off the clock and go for the good shot, and they've wasted, they're off stride as far as their offense is concerned, haven't been able to do anything. Now Dixie's come back, stole the ball twice, and they're right back in the ballgame. this ball game to win because Dixie has the momentum. Down 3 points. I believe they're going to pull it out.
Kemp City at the free throw line. With the second half of the two-shot foul, a minute 31 left. Staley needs the second half to cut the margin to two. Staley at the free throw line. 3-4 for 5 tonight. Second shot is up and in. 65-63. Full court pressure by Dixie against Steve Hare. Hare dribbles away from trouble. Gets it up court to Mike Harvey. Harvey cross court stolen by Kelly Blake. Dixie with the basketball. Gary Allred in backcourt. Gets it to Kelly Blake. Blake to Scott Rever. Rever to Kip Staley. From the angle, 10 feet away, blocked by Brent Foley out of bounds. Good play by Brent Foley to save the potential basket. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. A minute 16 left. Dixie can tie it. Kelly Blake in deep to Rever. Turnaround jump shot over Foley. Long shot, soft touch, no good. Tip in, hurt. High ball game, 65-65. Here, Robert Morris against Kelly Blake breaks the pressure. Peter into forecourt. A minute 3 left. Personal foul or timeout? Personal foul, Kelly Blake. Blake chasing Robert Morris from behind. I think the official, Bob, called a personal foul in backcourt, and they just didn't hear his whistle because Kelly Blake hooked Robert Morris here in backcourt. Personal foul on Kelly Blake. Morris under the gun now with a minute 3 left. Needs to hit both of the 1-1. This isn't too bad because we'll get the ball right back. Shot up and good. Robert Morris hits the first one. Pressure shooting by the 5-foot, 4-inch junior. Morris, shot is up and good. 67-65, Cedar with a 2-point lead, 1 minute left. Gary Allred gets it to Kip Staley. Staley against Judd, leans in, jump shot, 2 points, foul, Tommy Judd. John, I think, has 5 personal fouls. 4 personal fouls. And that's the first defensive personal foul picked up by Judd tonight.
That's right. He's played a good game. He's played a good game, and there's been a lot of contact in there. I questioned some of the calls of the referees, but I think they're doing a good job, and it's a tough game to officiate. These guys are playing their heart out. There's a lot at stake, and we got 54 seconds on the clock, and a lot of good play left for 54 seconds.
Timeout call, but we'll keep it right here with 54 seconds left. 67-67, and Dixie could take their first lead since midway through that first half. As Dixie caught Peter. Peter jumped out to an early 2-0 lead. Peter caught them with 7 straight points. Then Peter scored 5 straight. Then Dixie and Peter traded baskets, lead going back and forth. Peter finally taking the lead midway through the second quarter and never being tied until Hare with a minute 31 left. Or correction, with a minute 5 left. When Dixie was able to tie it, Cedar City to take the 2-point lead, and Cedar has tied it.
He shot 5 for 6 at the line this quarter, and if he makes this, it'll be 6 for 7. Good percentage foul through shooter, and we hope he can make it.
Kemp Staley at the free throw line to shoot the chance for the 3-point play. Misses it. Long rebound. Off the hands of Cedar, but they save it inbound to Steve Hare. 67-67. Dixie can't take the lead. Charlie Judd into forecourt to Steve Hare. Hare almost traveled. Cross-court pass almost broken up by Gary Allred. To Foley. Foley. Cross-court pass off the leg of Bruce Hurst. Out of bounds to Cedar. 39 seconds left. 39 seconds. Cedar with the basketball. And it's Cedar's to win or lose. Dixie with pressure defense. To Robert Morris. Inbounds at the point to Mike Harvey. Back to Morris. Morris on the left side to Mike Harvey. Back to Morris. Morris at the point on the left side to Charlie Judd. To Morris with 28 seconds left. Cedar to go to one final shot. To Judd. To Morris against an extended zone by Dixie. Trying to get the back door play. Morris dribbles away from Gary Allred. Allred comes back. Cross-court pass to Charlie Judd. To Morris. 13 seconds left. Timeout. Cedar 11 seconds left in the basketball game. Mike Harvey goes down. I see it's Scott River. We're jockeying for possession. Harvey looks up and hollers at the official and says, hey, I went down. Where's the foul call? The official looks at him and says, you went down on your own feet. 67-67. Timeout by Cedar. We'll keep it right here with 11 seconds left. And it's up to Cedar, the final 11 seconds. If they hit the shot, Cedar wins it. If they throw the ball away and Dixie hits the shot, Dixie wins it. If Cedar puts the shot up and can't hit it, we have ourselves an overtime. 67-67. The second time it's been tied here in the second half of action. We waited until just over a minute left before Dixie could catch Cedar City and tie it. You can hear the band. We'll let them play. Bob, they can't afford to foul, and they can't afford to give him the good shot.
No, they've got to keep him outside. Let him take the poor percentage shot. That's what they're after. But no doubt they got one all planned out. Let's see what happens.
Out of bounds to Cedar City with 11 seconds left. 67-67. Inbounds to Robert Morris. The clock has started. 10, 9, 7, 6, 5. Morris can't find anybody. Gets it to Hare. Out of the corner. Hare with a 20-footer. No good. Rebound, Scott River. The ball game ends. 67-67. We have a 5-minute overtime. Back in 60 seconds.
I just hit the commercial, so we'll see, you know, give him 60 seconds and let him go.
Back here at the Hurricane High School gym, I inadvertently said a 5-minute overtime. I was used to college ball, a 3-minute overtime in high school. Bob, injured Kobe Levitt, who was such a star for Cedar City last year, standing along the sidelines in the corner. He can't play basketball this year, and I'm sure he'd love to be out there right now.
Yeah, he sure would. He's standing back there like David of old, right in the back and can see over everyone. He's a great competitor, and I'm sure he's in there in spirit. I'd like to just comment on this overtime. I really believe Dixie's got the momentum. The fellow in the paper, I read Cedar by 2 points. It looks like that's what's going to come down to, about a two-point ball game.
3-minute overtime, about ready to get underway. 67-67. Steve Hare and Bruce Hurst to jump at center court. The tab controlled by Hurst. Off the hands of Sandy, picked up by Scott River. The first time that Dixie has scored. Control the tip to begin a period. Kip Staley from 25, no good. Rebound, Charlie John, personal foul, Kip Staley. Good call, Bob. Kip Staley going for the rebound, bump Charlie John, personal foul, Staley. That should be 5. We'll have to wait and see. That is 5. 9 seconds into the first overtime period, Kip Staley fouls out. Adding up Kip Staley's points tonight, 21 in the first half, did not score the third quarter. As Cedar City shut off Staley altogether, 30 points, shot up no good by Charlie Judd. Rebound off the hands of Scott Reber into the hands of Gary Allred. Dixie with the basketball. Leading scorer Kip Staley on the sidelines with 30 points. Kelvin Nyson into the lineup to replace him. Nyson trying to get it in deep to Hurst. Triple team on Hurst, has the ball dribbled away, picked up by Steve Hare. Robert Morris reaching in, knocked it away, and Hare with a quick hand picked it up. Hare at the point, dribbling against Gary Allred. Hare against Bruce Hurst, cross court to Mike Harvey on the right side to Charlie Judd. Judd drives, lays it up and under, traveling. Judd trying to wind his way through the maze of Dixie's defense man. Took one too many steps, traveled with a basketball. 2:18 left in the overtime. Tillman nice and trying to find Hurst underneath. Nice and can't get him. Kelly Blake to Hurst. Hurst, hook shot from 10. 2 points. Full court pressure by Dixie. Dixie with the first lead since the first half. Knocked out of bounds by Hurst. Out of bounds to Cedar in backcourt. Gary Allred thought it might have been out of bounds to Dixie. It's out of bounds to Cedar. Morris is inbounds it against Hurst. Gets it in to Steve Hare. Full court pressure on Hare. Hare dribbles out of trouble. Lead pass to Robert Morris. 3-on-2 advantage. Morris on the left side to Foley. Foley goes down. No foul call, but knocked out of bounds by Dixie. Foley was hit hard and no personal foul call. They let that one go, but it was knocked out of bounds by Dixie. Out of bounds to Cedar. Judd inbounds to Hare at the point. Hare to Morris. Morris from 20. Set shot. Up. Too long. Rebound. Kelvin Nyson. Knee pass to Gary Allred. Allred lays it up. Knocked out of bounds by Cedar. Personal foul. Charlie Judd. Allred has got a cramp in his foot and his lower leg. Allred went up. Got a cramp in his lower leg. Judd Weber with a little medical service. Drained it out, and Charlie Judd picked up personal foul number 5. The official goes over, pats Judd on the back, and says, that's number 5, Charlie. Judd saved the basket and almost had a clean steal. If he hadn't gotten him with the body, Bob, he would have had the clean steal, but he just barely got him with the body.
It looked like he had him a little on the wrist as I saw that, but he was after it, and it could have been could have gone out of bounds, but it was a good call, it looked like.
There you have two observers. I thought he got him with the body. You thought he got him across the wrist. Okay, fair enough. We'll go with Bob this time. Gary Allred at the free throw line, shooting 2. Shot is up and good. And Scott Weber about jumped out of his sneakers. 70-67. In overtime, Allred can make it a 4-point lead, and does. 71-67, a minute 40 left. Lindy Davis into the lineup. Lead pass to Brent Foley. Foley back to Lindy Davis. Cedar needs some baskets in a hurry now. A minute 35 left. They need a score. They haven't scored in the overtime. Robert Morris from the angle can't take the shot. Clears it out in front to Harvey, to Lindy Davis. They need the good shot. Davis to Foley. Foley starts to drive. Runs over Scott Rubber. Traveling violation. Foley travels. Lost his balance and ran over Scott Rubber. Rubber comes up. They have a little bit of a bloody lip. Full court pressure by Cedar. Inbounds to Gary Allred. Almost stolen. Personal foul, Robert Morris. 5 on Robert Morris. A minute 22 left. And it's overtime. And now Cedar finds themselves down and needing to rally. 5 on Robert Morris we have. We'll have to wait and see if that's all. Kick off to Lindy Davis. Wants the timeout with a minute 22 left in the first overtime. 60-71, Cedar City 67, back in 35.
Still a good deal. Man, what a game. What a game.
Basketball game. Allred shoots. No good. Rebound. Scott Weber. Weber clears it out in front to Kelly Blake. Big rebound. Scott Weber. To Kelly Blake. Personal foul on Robert Morris. That's 5. We thought it was 5 on Morris before, but that's 5 on Morris. So Morris goes out now with a minute 16 left, and Kelly Blake will shoot 1-1. Dixie doesn't have the victory yet, but they sure have the upper hand, 71-67. It looks like they've got a five-horse team, and they got reins on each horse, and the driver's going hard. Kelly Blake, 1-1. First shot, no good. Rebound, tapped around, controlled by Lindy Davis of Cedar City. A minute 15 left. Cedar City with a chance to get back in. Into the lineup for the first time is number 15. We'll have to check. Steve Ayer from way outside, 28 feet out. Steve Ayer hits it. Joe Wells into the lineup for the first time. 71-69, 59 seconds left. Dixie under pressure, but only a two-point lead. Kelvin Nyson. Nyson fouled by Steve Ayer. Kelvin Nyson to shoot two. Intentional foul as Hare grabs Nyson by the back of the jersey. Two-shot foul coming up. Nyson needs them both to keep Dixie out in front by four. 60-71, Cedar City 69. Nyson, shot is good. 72-69, three-point lead. Next shot, no good, rebound. Scott Reber, personal foul, Reber. Scott Reber climbing the back of the Cedar City ball player. Let's go the other way. 52 seconds left, Cedar City to the free throw line. Scott Reber crawling up the back of a Cedar City ball player at the free throw line, Brent Foley, to shoot 1-1. With 52 seconds left, Foley needs the first one to get the second. Needs the first one to bring Cedar within two, the second to bring him within one. Foley hits it. 72-70, 52 seconds left. Cedar City coming back at Dixie. Foley shot up and good. 72-71, full court pressure by Cedar City. Traveling on Kelly Blake, no. Personal foul, Joel. Looked like a traveling call on Kelly Blake as he started his dribble. He moves the pivot foot, but a personal foul on Joel. 49 seconds left. Kelly Blake to shoot 1-1. Scott Reber wants to talk to the official. The official and Scott Reber smile at each other as they can't hear each other with all the noise. 1-1 for Kelly Blake. Needs the first one. Blake shot it up and good. 73-71. Two-point lead, Dixie. 49 seconds left. Blake could give the Flyers a three-point lead. And done. Cedar working from 3 points down and time running out. 45 seconds left. To Lindy Davis, to Steve Hare. Hare against Allred to Foley. Through his hands, picked up by Scott Reber. Scott Reber out in front of everybody. Curls around, wants to hang on to the basketball. Did not go up for the layup. Was all alone for the layup. Dixie going to stall it out. 30-25 to Kelly Blake. Blake pressured, fouled by Lindy Davis. Davis and Foley. Foley and Blake arguing. Bruce Hurst stepped in between them. Foley under control. Kelly Blake under control. Frustration on the part of Cedar City. 74-71. Bruce Hurst hollering at Kelly Blake. Come on, Kel, you can hit him. 1-1 for Kelly Blake, or will they beat two? 1-1. Don Lay hollering for two. It's a 1-1. Kelly Blake to shoot 1-1. Good call. Cedar going for the basketball. They didn't care if they got the foul, but they wanted that basketball. 25 seconds late. Blake hits it. Three for four for Kelly Blake. A chance for four for five. 75-71, Dixie. Blake shot up and good. 76-71. Steve Ayer at the point. Jump shot from 25. Short. Rebound by Bruce Hurst. 18 seconds left. Pass break, Dixie. Hurst to Kelly Blake. Knocked out of bounds off the hands of Joe Wells. Off the hands of Kelly Blake. Wells hit it. Blake touched it last. Is out of bounds to Cedar. 14 seconds left. Steve Ayer. They need a basket in a hurry. Lindy Davis from 25 doesn't take the shot. To Wells. To Ayer from the baseline. Ayer hits it. 76-73. Dixie has 2 seconds, 1 second. That's it. the end of the game, send it into overtime, and win it 76-73. The Dixie Flyers, the new Region 11 champ, Don Lay carried off the floor on the shoulders of Brian Fulmer and Bob DeBoot. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the post-game show.
But man, what a game! Gee whiz!
Gym, and you can hear it bedlam on the Dixie side of the floor. Cedar City in tears of sorrow, Dixie in tears of joy. And Dixie has taken two straight from Cedar City to win the Region 11 championship.